Madison Public Theater invites you to their production of Wintertime, opening February 7th and running through February 22nd at the Bartell Theater. This is the perfect romantic comedy for the Valentine season. Jonathan loves Ariel. His mother, Maria, loves Francois. Frank, Maria's husband and Jonathan's father, loves Maria and his lover, Edmund. Bertha and Hilda, outspoken lesbian lovers, join the group, along with the composter guy and Dr. Benoit. Members of this gloriously eccentric family arrive at their summer house in the winter woods for supposedly secret rendezvous, and soon bodies collide, doors slam, dishes fly, and everyone's perfect plans go fantastically awry. Show opens February 7th and runs through February 22nd at the Bartell Theater. Brought to you by Madison Public Theater. More information can be found at bartelltheater.org. Keeping you plugged into the Madison arts community, this is WORT 89.9 FM and WORTFM.org.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and Qatar, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds? Before it's too late, stop trying to wait, for fortune and fate you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate, there's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living, time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, 'cause spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. I've never wondered if I was afraid when there was a challenge to take. And I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell, but there's still no cure so heaven sent as the chance to raise some hell. Everybody,
oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time, for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all.
Sages tweet that age is sweet, good deeds and good work earn you laurels. But what could make you feel more obsolete than being noted for your morals? Give me a man who is handsome and strong, someone who's stalwart and steady. Give me a night that's romantic and long, then give me a month to get ready. I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny, but it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man who calls me granny. One, two, three. the sad begins. I throw these regal shoulders back and lift these noble chins. Here is a secret I never have told. Maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, I can stay young till I die. Of 66 years, I've had troubles and tears by the score. But the only thing I'd trade them for is 67 more. All right, one more time. And this time, let's hear it from everybody. One, two, three, four.
Oh, it's time to start living.
It's time to keep living, time to keep taking from the world you're given. You are my time, so I'll throw off my shawl.
Above the ocean, now new skies call me by name, and suddenly nothing feels the same. I know the path that must be chosen, but this is bigger than before. Winds have changed, tides turn me far away from shore. Lies beyond.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim Sowers, and you're listening to WORT 89.9 FM here in Madison. It's 2:11, and it's I'm in the middle of Better Living Through Show Tunes. Sorry, I had computer issues, and I might have computer issues throughout the show. It doesn't seem to be playing my music the way that I normally play my music, so let's hope it gets better. That was There Will Be Sun from Groundhog Day, the musical, and it's Groundhog Day. It was Groundhog Day last week, and yay, we always have more winter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour with me. Here's a brand new, on Broadway right now, Sunset Boulevard.
I came out here to make my name. Wanted my pool, my dose of fame. Wanted my parking space at Warner's. But after a year, a one-room hell, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, wallpaper peeling at the corners. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war. Out here they're always keeping score. Beneath the tan, the battle rages. Smile, a rented smile from someone's glass. Kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass. We do whatever pays the wages. Sunset Boulevard, headline boulevard. Getting there is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, jackpot boulevard. Once you've won, you have to go on winning. You think I've sold out, dead right, I've sold out. I just keep waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular rations, 24-hour, 5-star room service. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking her money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer. LA's changed a lot over the years since those brave gold rush pioneers came in those creaky covered wagons. Far as they could go and off the line, their dreams were yours, their dreams were mine, but in those dreams were hidden dragons. Sunset Boulevard, frenzied boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was sinking fast, I threw a rope. Now I have suits and she has hope. It seemed an elegant solution. One day this must end, it isn't real. Still I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, ruthless boulevard, destination for the stony hearted. Sunset Boulevard, lethal boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started. Here on Sunset Boulevard.
How'd I fail to see this little bedtime tale was funny? I could cry to think of all the irony I've missed. What an unusual twist. Right at the end of it, funny. Who could see that this pathetic scene would be so funny? Once you strain to find the grain of humor underneath. Life double crosses with style, forcing you into a smile, so it can kick you in the teeth. Just can all laugh till it hurts. At my expense, I'm accustomed to working on spec. I always pick up the check. I think it's funny. Who could top or make this comic opera more compelling? You could weave in some deceit to even up the score. You'd have us all on the floor. That would be roaringly funny. Sad enough, my life's a joke that suffers in the telling. Just another hoary chestnut from the bottom drawer. I've heard so often before that I can't laugh any.
Harvey, why don't you get angry outside instead of letting it settle in your stomach?
I'm afraid.
Of me?
Of me.
What do you mean?
If I ever let loose, it'll end with me picking up and walking.
Only around the block?
No.
Don't say that.
You'll never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree. I'll be there somehow. But a little thing like that couldn't stop me now. I couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to. So go on and try, just try, and you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away.
I love you, but don't count your chickens.
Come dance with me.
I warn you that I'm no Boy Scout.
Relax a while, come dance with me.
So don't think that I'm easy pickings.
The music's a nice
Rose, cause I just may someday pick up and pack out.
Oh no, you won't, no, not a chance. No arguments, shut up and dance.
Ew. Never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree. I'll be there somehow.
True, you can say, hey, here's your hat. But a little thing like that couldn't stop me now.
I couldn't get away from you, even if I wanted to.
Well, go on and try.
Little Patti LuPone, when she won her Tony Award in 2008 with Gypsy, You'll Never Get Away From Me. So many great Broadway performers have performed that role. It's currently on Broadway right now with Audra McDonald and got amazing reviews. Ethel Merman did it. Tyne Daly won a Tony for it. Bernadette Peters did it. It's a timeless musical that every few years it's back on Broadway and people love it. Before that, you heard Funny by Greg Edelman from the 1989 Tony Award-winning City of Angels. And I started this set up with the current cast of Sunset Boulevard featuring Tom Francis in that cut. If you're just joining me, this is Tim and you're listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM. So we're going to continue the music. This is from the Sweet Charity Revival, back in the early 2000s that featured Christine Applegate. Here's The Rhythm of Life.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on a trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, "Go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen." The voice said, "Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life." And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. That's the rhythm of life, is a powerful beat. To feel the rhythm of life, to feel that powerful beat. To feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
To feel the rhythm of life,
to feel the beat. His walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge, blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, yeah. Got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
I did, children.
With a pie at Piper blowing, while the musket turtles blowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below. With the pie at Piper blowing, all the musket turtles blowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below.
Take a dive
and swim to daddy.
Take a dive
and swim to daddy.
Swim, swim.
Tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
The rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put the tingle in your fingers, tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life. To feel the powerful beat. To feel the tingle.
And don't worry, I plan for us to get married.
When?
When is it? It's June 28th, July, August, September. In 6 years.
There are blues that you get from worry. There are blues that you get from pain. And there are blues when you're lonely for your one and only. The blues you can never explain. There are blues that you get from longing.
Explain.
Jesus Christ never married. He never even dated.
I got the blues cause I'm a failure. Our wedding plans are staler than day-old pumpernickel bread. The blues cause he's artistic and very narcissistic. I'm single in our double bed. We'll fight, then after tears are shed, he'll write down every word I said.
That's good.
My ma's ashamed that I'm not wed. My pa told the neighbors that I'm dead. I want us to get married.
I hear you. But you have to understand that marriage is a very serious decision. Like suicide.
These kinds of blues will rule my life till the day we're man and wife. The blues my naughty sweetie gives.
Cold empty mornings, the coffee cup warnings, remembering the spark that lived in a love that died in the dark. But life keeps you guessing. My world was awake, my precious surprise, my perfect mistake.
Such a beautiful, heartfelt number from Everybody's Talking About Jamie. This was the original West End cast, 2017. He's My Boy. The show never came over here to Broadway, and I'm still not sure why. Last spring, I went over to London to see some shows, and this was top of my list, and I wasn't disappointed. There's a movie version of the musical on Amazon, and so I'd say check it out. Before that, from Bullets Over Broadway, The Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, and I started the set off from the revival cast of Sweet Charity with The Rhythm of Life. Next up, I have Leslie Uggams, who won a Tony Award in 1967 for the musical Hallelujah Baby. Here she is singing Being Good.
Being good isn't good enough. Being good won't be good enough. When I fly, I must fly extra high, and I'll special wings, so far to go from so far below. Should I try? Am I strong enough? Is there time? Have I long? That's the way it's gotta be. There's no other way for me. Being good just won't be good enough. I'll be the best or nothing. Thank you. That's the way it's gotta be. There's no other way for me.
Just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much am I bent out? How beat my drum? And if I'm fanned out, your turn. Didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once. Right, sir. Oh, love is juicy, juicy, and you see I got to have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love. I'm a comer. I simply gotta march. My heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. High on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot, and bam! Hey, Mr. On Scene, here I am. How much am I bent out? I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march. My heart's a drummer. Nobody or nobody is gonna rain on my
parade. Independently owned and operated. The only thing around here that's incorporated. I do it all and it's fine by me. I'm a one-woman whiskey dynasty. I'm independently owned and liberated. And I think sleeping alone is underrated. Don't need a man for flatteries. Got a corn cob and some batteries. And I'll never say I do if I really don't. If settling means settling down, then I won't. Being a wife just ain't the life for me. I'm independently owned and complicated. And no, I don't need a man to feel emancipated. The boys round here sure ain't much help. This corn ain't gonna shuck itself. There might be someone that I ain't met yet. And no disrespect to Miss Tammy Wynette. I can't stand by my man, he'll have to stand by me. Independently owned and modulated. And every man that I meet is just intimidated. I won't change who I always
Tony Award-winning Alex Newell in his performance in Shucked, singing Independently Owned. It's a funny, funny, charming musical. It's playing at Overture this week. Tonight is the final performance, so if you want to go and have a good time and just laugh, 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 go see Shucked tonight at 6:30 at Overture. Before that, Lea Michele, Don't Rain on My Parade, from the revival of Funny Girl. And I started the set out with Leslie Uggams in her Tony Award-winning performance in Hallelujah, Baby. If you're just joining me, we have another 15 minutes of Better Living Through Show Tunes. On the Horizon comes up at 3 o'clock. You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM in Madison. Here's another big Tony Award-winning show from 2013, Kinky Boots. Everybody predicted Matilda was going to be the big winner that year, but it was Kinky Boots, Cyndi Lauper's musical. Her new musical this next year gets a debut out in La Jolla Playhouse, Working Girl. Here's What a Woman Wants, featuring Billy Porter and the rest of the cast.
Let me tell you something. What a woman wants to see. Turn back, mister, I know everything, but it's what you what a woman wants, masculinity,
what a man,
sensitivity,
what a man,
in a fantasy,
what a man,
what a woman wants,
what a man,
a muscle to clutch,
what a man,
just a tender touch,
you don't get out too much,
to know the smoothness of her skin, with a gentle caress, feel the feather. What separates a man like you from a man like me? I'm a reflection, her protection. I'm her curious mystery.
What a man!
What a woman!
What a man!
What a woman!
What a man! What a man!
What a woman!
What a man! What a man! What a man! What a man!
What a man!
What a woman!
What a man!
What a woman!
What a woman!
Come on, we all know what a bird really wants is a rock solid.
Mm-hmm. Commitment. You, divinely dull, drab, and dumpy.
A woman wants a man to give as much as she can take. Just like me.
I'll pop in the Nestle Oreo on the mic.
I'll piss off.
Ooh, I have a challenge for you. Write down what you think I need to do to be a real man, and I'll do the same for you. Whatever you tell me to do, I will have to do. But you will have to do the same for me. Deal?
I ain't wearing no puffy dress.
Chickening out already.
What a man, 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 what a man.
What a woman wants. What a woman wants. What a woman wants. What a woman. What a woman. What a woman wants. It's me. What a woman wants. What a woman wants. You're on.
What a woman wants.
Thank you.
the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six.
Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop.
Six. Squish.
Uh-uh.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Have these little habits that get you down, like Bernie.
Bernie liked to chew gum. No, not chew.
Pop. Well, I came home this one day and I am really irritated and looking for a little sympathy. And there's Bernie laying on the couch, drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing. Popping. So I said to him, I said, Bernie, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you would have done the same.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. It was like heaven in 2.5 rooms. And then I found out. Single, he told me? Single my ass. Not only was he married, oh no, he had 6 wives. One of those Mormons, you know? So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming. He had it coming. She took a flower in his pride. And then he used it. And he abused it. It was a murder, but not a crime.
Now, I'm standing in the kitchen. I'm carving up chicken for dinner. Minding my own business. And in storms my husband, Wilbur, in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy, and he kept on screaming, "You've been screwing the milkman!" And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times!
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
It caro shekinita smonyo koye here is latkem lo forkara feye meta megla chotum of fayet. De nemikos in atatrun fayok, nem to the memonia uncle Samo in tetum.
Yeah, but did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie used to travel around with us. Now, for the last number in our act, we did 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Split, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, sitting up in a hotel room, boozing, and having a few laughs, and we ran out of ice, so I went out to get some. I come back, open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming!
Artistic guy, sensitive, a painter, but he was troubled. He was always trying to find himself. he'd go out every night looking for himself. And along the way, he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum, 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 bum.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
Artistic difference.
I betcha you would have done the same.
He'll think about it. He'll think about it.
I don't like that guy, Mr. Mushnick. And you should hear the way he talks to Audrey.
Gott in Himmel, no, the kid just said he'd mull it over.
No wonder she looks so unhealthy. It's enough to make you sick.
If he left me, if Seymour left me, why then I'd be right back where I started, which was broken, starving.
Sweet and good and beautiful as she is, she deserves a prince, not a sadistic creep like him.
Close to bankrupt.
What a louse.
Beset, befuddled, and bereft. That's what I'd be if Seymour left.
He's a disgrace to the dental profession.
Seymour!
Sir?
Seymour. How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked him much before, but count the cash that's in the drawer. I got no choice, I'm much too poor, say yes.
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I want to see you climbing up my family tree. I used to think you left the stench, but now I see that you're a man, so I'm proposing be my son. Mushnick and son, sounds great. Three words with the ring of fate. So say you'll incorporate with me. A florist's dream come true. Mushnick and his boy chick, you. F-T-D. How about a Seymour be my son? Just say the word, I'll get my lawyer on the phone.
Now, Mr. Mushnick, don't be rash. You always said that I was trash.
Oh, I was joking.
Sir, I'm joking.
Excuse the physical expression of my pride, of the sweet paternal Michigas I've held pent up inside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And say it, Seymour, tell me that you will.
Gee, I'd really like to, but
I'll hold my breath until.
Okay, you win, I'll be your son.
Hooray, I win, I'll be my son.
Drop the papers down, I'm touched, I really am. And when you reach age 83, I'll let you come move in with me.
I swear.
I promise.
What a son. Trouble, sickness, and in health, we'll share the plan and share the wealth. I'll call my loyal.
Call me son.
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 Mushnick and son. That's that.
Puff is Charlie, I'm your friend.
Consider the matter closed and done. Now to the world, let's stick. Of senior and junior stick. Through thin and through thick. Hey! Through sloppy and slick.
Come kiss me quick.
Please don't make me sick.
Mushnick and son.
gonna happen. I'll try to go to bed with fear of failure flapping like a fruit bat in my head. I'll sleep for half an hour, the clock will ring at 6. I'll wake up in the shower with a stomach full of bricks. So I won't have any breakfast, maybe just a little tea. Like when you have to go and get a colonoscopy, which incidentally isn't half as disconcerting or upsetting as going for a perch you know there's no way that you're getting. But anyway, I'm heading downtown for the audition, where everything I'm dreading will be coming to fruition. And here's what's gonna happen, I'll walk in weak with hunger, and there's a dozen girls who look like me but 10 years younger. I'll go into the bathroom and I'll try to vocalize, and I'll be singing ming a ming a ming a ming a ming. But I'll be hearing Sandy suck, she really sucks, she really, really, really blows. And she's old and she's lame, and then someone calls my name. And here's what happens, I'll walk into the room, the gross fluorescent lighting is inviting as a tomb. And everybody smiles, they'll say it's good to see ya, but all I'll see is judges and they'll all look like Skellia. And then a little banter as they look me up and down, and somewhere through the fog of insecurity and hate, I'll try to convince them that I'm charming and I'm clever and I'm fun to have around. But I'm starting to unravel, in my head I hear the gavel. Guilty, they're gonna throw the book at me cause I'm guilty of coming in and wasting all their time. Guilty of almost every other showbiz crime. Not young enough, not thin enough, not pretty enough, not good enough. We hereby sentence you to a lifetime of waiting tables and debilitating self-loathing.
Sandy?
But wait, now someone's asking, so can we hear your
hundreds of hours of taped shows that go all the way back to our first days on the air. We have so much to share with you, but we also need your help. Do you have favorite photo memories of Wart that you'd like to share with our listening audience? Or other things related to WORT history, such as newsletters, flyers, videos, or any other treasures? Send us an email at 50years@wortfm.org. That's the number 50 and the word years, and tell us what you have. Or you can call our hotline at 608-321-9594 and leave a message with a description of what you've got, and we'll be in touch. Thank you for being a part of WORT, and stay tuned for more information about our 50th year. WORT is turning 50 in 2025. WORT is turning 50.